Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Glad to have you on the line here this evening. And being in charge of sales and marketing is a really fun job right now. We had a record-breaking January, a record-breaking February, and we're off to a record-smashing March. Fantastic numbers here in the first week. And it's very, very fun. Momentum creates momentum. And want to share just a moment of vision about that. We're going to be talking about treating your business like a business, and it's going to be very relevant for you. You know, there are 285 markets in the United States with more than 100,000 people. 285 cities in the United States with more than 100,000 people. There are cities like Richmond, Virginia, and Huntsville, Alabama, and Spokane, Washington, where we may only have a couple of people, and there are 100,000, 200,000 people in these cities. We've got cities like Baltimore, Maryland, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where there are more than 500,000 people, and we may only have a couple of people in those cities. We've got cities all over this country, all over Canada, all over Europe, that don't even know about Purium, don't know about our 10-day transformation. And we believe that we are at the very, very beginning of a hockey stick curve, of an upside that could be absolutely tremendous. And so no matter what city you're in, you've got lots and lots and lots of people who need to hear about this 10-day transformation. And that's really what's driving the results right now, is we have a program that's faster, that's healthier, that's easier, that's less expensive, and that's more profitable than the number one challenge out there. And we just put that flyer out last week. Purium Challenges, the challenge, the number one challenge out in the marketplace, is more expensive. It doesn't work as fast. It's not as healthy. And we know it, and everybody else in the United States and across the world will know it shortly, and it's just a matter of whether you're going to be telling them or not. And the thing, too, that's so exciting for me is that this hockey stick sort of growth that we're starting to see and starting to feel is driven by results. You know, I really hope that you're reading the stories, not just looking at the pictures, not just looking at the numbers, but reading the stories of these transformations. So we just produced 5 more new transformation testimonials here today that we put out in email. Matthew lost 9 pounds, Esther lost 15 pounds, Marianne lost 14, Kenneth lost 22, Raven lost 6, and broke her food addictions. All sorts of stories, all shapes of people, all sizes of people, all types of people, men and women. We're seeing amazing, amazing results. And I just saw a story this morning in my local newspaper, and it talked about a woman. She was a writer for the newspaper. She went to the Biggest Loser Resort. They have a resort. Cost $2,700. She was there 7 days, and she lost 2.2 pounds. She spent $2,700, was there 7 days away from her family, and lost 2.2 pounds. So I'm telling you, for value, for what we provide in this transformation, we are changing people's lives in ways that no other company can change their lives. And so we want to celebrate that, and we celebrate that every 10 days with a new Transformation Challenge winner. They get an opportunity to meet Dave Sandoval and learn more about the lifestyle that he's mastered over the last 25 years. And so I'm proud to announce that we've got a winner for challenge number 4. Now, our first challenge winner was from California. Our second one was from Nevada. Our third one was from Florida. Our fourth challenge winner is from a different state, and her name is Penny Hoops from Colorado. So I want to welcome Penny Hoops from Colorado onto the line. I think that's Penny there laughing. Hopefully laughter of joy, Penny.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
We're not kidding you. So congratulations.
Oh, so cool.
We saw your photos. We heard that you lost 21 pounds and 21 inches. So we've got Dave Sandoval on the line as well. Tell Dave, tell everybody who's listening what happened when you did your 10-day transformation.
Well, you know, I was kind of drug into it by my friend Gyla, who, by the way, has done every kind of sales from, I don't even remember, the first one was Mary Kay, and then I don't know, went to some kind of juice after that. I don't know. Anyway, so she called me and told me what you guys had, and I'm like, yeah, okay, Gyla. And then she started sending me photos, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Because we both diet our brains out, and none of us ever lose weight. Like, we gain it back. And I was blown away. So I totally said that I would do it because my daughter and I had been trying to lose a bunch of weight, and then we kind of got on a standstill, and then we moaned and groaned through the whole thing. We moaned and groaned through the whole thing, and then finally, about the fourth day, by the way, everyone called me, and they were really good about supporting us, and then it just started to change, and then all of a sudden, it just started melting off, you know? It was like, wow, and believe me, I've done everything, and I work out and do all kinds of stuff, but I was just so surprised. I really was. I was shocked.
Nice. So how much did you lose, and when did you lose it, and where are you now as far as have you lost more or gained it back, or what's happened here in the last, you know,
Few weeks?
Tell us what's going on.
We haven't reordered only because we're so completely lame, but so we just reordered, and my daughter and I both did it, and we shared it, actually, and we still lost all that weight. And then,
nice. So you lost 21 pounds, and how much did your daughter lose?
I don't know how you'd have to ask her. I don't really know. But we just put her under me, and then I'm in a women's chorus, a barbershop chorus, and there's 100 women in that. And I just signed up today to have one of the gals in my chorus do it, and then I was going to call Gyla today and tell her that one of the girls that works for me with my in-home care company is also going to start. And my mom, too, I signed her up, too.
Fantastic. So now suddenly your next transformation is paid for and you're on your way, and that's called leverage and that's called helping other people. Well, Dave, why don't you tell Penny what she can expect at the retreat and a little bit more if you got some other ideas or questions or things you want to talk to Penny about.
What's a retreat?
Dave Sandoval. So Dave, are you on the line?
Hello?
Dave, I heard you. I heard you dial in. Now I can. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. I want to let you know that I was personally involved, in formulating and presenting this, but it was never more evident to me how important it is than when I see these type of transformations like you've gone through. So proud of you, so excited, and we're going to spoil you rotten. You're going to come to California if you're not already here. I don't know where you're at now.
Colorado.
I'm actually in Colorado.
You're going to fly out to California at our expense. You're going to have a friend come with you at our expense. You're going to have a nice, luxurious room with a private bathroom and a comfortable bed, well decorated. You're going to be able to have unlimited use of our sauna, our pool, our exercise equipment. We'll have morning yoga and stretching. We'll have delicious, amazing, healthy food. You'll get a complimentary full body massage. You'll go rafting if you want to, visit the giant sequoias if you want to, go to the hot springs if you want to, or just sit around the property and swing in a hammock and play horseshoes if you want to. Unlimited use of our far infrared sauna, access to Dr. Mike, to ask him questions, get consultations, possibly have a chance to meet some of our celebrities who might drop by. It's just going to be a good, good time, and you don't have to spend a dime. It's just our way of, getting some excitement in and around this competition. So we want people to go on. We want them to post their testimonials. We want them to get excited not only about the possibility of transforming their life, but also about coming up and spending some quality time with the Purium team.
Wow.
You know, I mean, when you talk about transforming your life, you're going to get the knowledge and the information direct from Dave and direct from Dr. Mike, and, you're going to be able to take your healthy living and some of the choices you're making to the next level. So these first 10 days of success obviously will turn into lots more success as you continue on with the products, as you continue to share it with other people. And so it looks like your journey just took a, a turn for the better.
Oh my goodness! I honestly can't believe it. I'm totally taking my daughter with me.
Beautiful. Well, that's fantastic.
That's amazing. I'm so excited.
Well, neat. And thanks to Gyla for sharing that opportunity. And thanks for you for having an open mind, Penny. You know, I mean, I've certainly heard those stories many times before that folks have tried other businesses and other products and other situations. And, you know, some work and some don't. And so for you to be open-minded and for Gyla to be smart enough to share the results, and that's such a big thing is, you know, information tells, but stories sell, and pictures are worth a thousand words. And so as Gyla started to share, you know, her transformation where she lost 19.9 pounds and six sizes, you know, then it's going to make an impact because pictures don't lie. So Gyla, great job, and Penny,
thank
fantastic,
you.
And Haley, your daughter, I mean, that's going to be fun. And so good stuff. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening and sharing your excitement with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead then and continue on with the training here this evening. And Penny, if you want to hit *6 and mute your line, that would be fantastic.
Okay, hold on.
Well, great. Well, tonight's training is about treating your business like a business. And, you know, oftentimes I get inspired to do the trainings based on something that I've seen or something that I heard. And, you know, when I saw the photos of the Agata Power Team and how they came down to the Long Beach Health Show and they drove 3.5 hours and paid for their hotel and their food and they made new shirts up and made banners and gave out gift cards and all that effort, you know, and I'm thinking, gosh, here's a team that's growing fast, that's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people across the country, and yet they want to share the Purium mission and message, and they understand the sense of urgency as this company is on this power curve of momentum that they want to capture as much of it on their team as possible. And so that's why they went out of the Paso Robles market, went down to Long Beach right next to the corporate office, and that's just smart marketing, and that's treating your business like a business. And as a business model, network marketing is unlike almost any other model out there because of the leverage. It's going to cost you more money. You're going to spend more time. You're going to invest more effort on the front end than what you get paid. But on the back end, you're going to have more money for less time and less effort than you could ever imagine. Because as you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people handing out gift cards you didn't pay for, going out to people you don't know, creating transformations, and those transformations turning into photos and stories, and those photos and stories turning into more transformations, then amazing things happen. So you've got to create that first crank of momentum, that first crank of effort, and it starts with you. It starts with your personal efforts and then using the products correctly, doing your transformation, promoting your results as Gyla did, and then starting to sort and sift through your friends and other folks and targeting people that might be interested in this type of program. And then as that team starts to build, then you're going to work on training those people to do the simple activities that you've done as well, using the products, promoting the results, sharing the concept, sorting and sifting through your people. So how do you get it started? How do you treat it like a business, and why is it so important to treat it like a business? And, you know, the good news is it didn't cost you that much to join Purium. The bad news is it didn't cost you that much to join Purium. And what I mean by that is that if you spent $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000, then clearly you would have a game plan. Clearly, you would have a business plan to build a business. If you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, then you would be super serious about what you did and how you did it. But because you didn't spend that much, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be just as serious. The reason that you want to have a big business is the same no matter how much you spent to get that business. So if you're clear on what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it, then you'll do the little things necessary to be successful. And so, you know, it's not a one-size-all, you know, one-size-fits-all business. There are certain principles that you must follow, but then your own contact base, your own list of people will naturally lead you to the type of activities that may be most successful for you. And so that's why it's important to have a game plan, to treat it like a business, and to sit down and to really get clear, starting with your list of people, your sphere of influence, your contacts. And we talk about quantity and quality. How do you supersize your list, and then how do you analyze your list? So supersize and analyze, how do you make your list as big as possible, and then break it down so that you have specific activities of how you walk people through what we have to offer. Let me give you two examples that just happened today. So I talked with a health coach in Florida today. Fantastic guy. He's a certified health nutrition coach. And so we talked a little bit about who his sphere of influence was, what his game plan was. And, you know, he talked about, you know, how he knows some gym owners and some folks. And so we talked about creating a game plan for him to go out and connect with personal trainers who are focused on exercise but may not know a lot about nutrition. And here he is with nutrition clients that may not – and he doesn't know as much about exercise. So partnering with personal trainers – creating a challenge for himself to create a transformation, to build it up, to set a specific date. He already had a database of 70 people that he's done some sort of nutritional counseling for, and he felt like if he created enough energy and excitement that he could have 20 people or so on his own personal challenge. He also talked about creating a newsletter and going out and finding contacts on the internet and ways of getting people to read his newsletter, to subscribe to his newsletter for free, and from that, upgrading those people into either his health coaching or into a simple transformation, and from those results, getting more health coaching clients. So that may or may not be relevant for you, but that's a quick summary of a game plan, of a specific way to use his contacts and his sphere of influence to be successful and to introduce people to the transformation and introduce people to Purium. Talked to another woman, an entrepreneur in Michigan. She's a salon owner. She knows lots of salon owners. She knows what it's like to stand on her feet all day. She knows people who stand on their feet all day. She knows how much they make, and she also knows how much people talk to them and how many people come into those salons looking for aesthetics. This is something Dave Sandoval has talked about several times. He feels like the beauty industry is ripe for a product and a program like that. Well, guess what? She went out today and talked to three different salon owners that she knows and got amazing feedback on the posters and the postcards, and she's getting more gift cards and, you know, introducing people through the challenge. She also has a big church that she's very active in, 1,400 active members. She's talked to the pastor. She enrolled the pastor. She enrolled the church. They're going to be creating a challenge for her church community, and that's going to be something that's going to be happening later this month, and they're starting to promote it this upcoming Sunday. So they've got a strategy meeting on Friday, and they're going to go out. They're expanding their church. They're building a new addition. The timing was perfect for fundraising for the church, and the pastor is super excited. She thinks she could have a couple of hundred families choose to do the transformation just through her church. So can you imagine the kind of momentum that she could build as far as her salon sphere of influence, her church sphere of influence? And so, you know, doing a trade show may be the right thing for you. Talking to, you know, your pastor at your church may be the right thing for you. Talking to personal trainers may be the right thing for you. So analyze your list. Look at who you know. Look at what your strengths are, and then create a campaign. Create a specific game plan of how you're going to contact those people and what's in it for them. How are they going to make money? How are they going to lose weight? How are they going to get the information that they need to make a decision? How are they going to experience the product so they know that it works? So create that campaign and that system. So bottom line is you want to say less to more people. People buy benefits. They want to know how much weight they're going to lose. They want to hear your personal story. They want to hear the story of Penny and of Gyla and of Chuck and of Esther and of Etty and of all these people that have lost all this weight with our faster, healthier, easier, less expensive, more lucrative compensation plan. We have a challenge unlike any other challenge out there. And our program is all about burning fat. That's the other thing that I really want to be clear about. Having been in the body transformation business, having used Purium products in my spa, I can tell you that no product line burns fat and builds muscle like our program. And Dave has really perfected this concept with this 10-day transformation. I mean, it's been an evolution, and he's got it down now. And if you look at the before and after photos, especially of the men, you know, the guys with their shirts off, and you can see these stomachs that really look tremendously different, and that's because of the fat-burning component of the system. So people want to burn fat. They want an easy, fast, fun, inexpensive way to lose weight, and we've got that. And as I said, you know, you can go to the Biggest Loser resort for $2,700 and lose 2.2 pounds, or you can spend $150 and lose 11.3 pounds, which is the average that our transformation program offers. And then you can be like Penny and go to Days Retreat for free for two people, all expenses paid, and get pampered. So our program right now has so many things going for it that all you got to do is figure out who you're going to talk to and how you're going to be a tour guide and walk them through the process. And ultimately, the last thing that is so important, no matter who you're talking to, is we got a 10-day program with a 60-day money-back guarantee. We got a 10-day program with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So begin with the end in mind. Figure out how big your business wants to be. How big do you want your business to be? That entrepreneur in Michigan that I was talking to, she wanted to be a diamond. She wanted to go from zero to diamond this month. So 15,000 points. It's about 150 transformers. We started talking. She said, my church. That's where I'm going to find 150 transformers. My church. I'm going to create a campaign where we're going to, before the end of the month, do a community church transformation. I will get 150 people on that program from my church. She was that clear once she understood what her goal was. So, yes, she talked to three salons today, but importantly, she knows that if she wants to go diamond, she's going to do that through her church. I talked to another woman here earlier in the week. She wants to go black diamond. She said, how do I go black diamond? Well, there are lots of different ways to go black diamond, but one of the easiest ways to think about it is black diamond is 75,000 points. Diamond is 15,000 points. That's five diamonds front line to you. So she said, gosh, I've got one diamond quality person I know. I better get four more diamond quality people. So she knew she had great people on her team, but she knew that really she only had one diamond quality person. So it helped her to understand that rather than just manage and work with her team, that she also has to go out and look for four more diamond quality people. So use the products, promote the results you've got, sort and sift through your people, build and train, and importantly, begin with the end in mind. Know what you want to accomplish this month, and you'll have a much better chance of achieving it this month. And then in April, you can worry about April. And in May, you can worry about May. But get clear on what you want to accomplish this month and understand how you can use this amazing transformation to leverage that. So, Dave, I'm sure you've got some ideas about treating your business like a business and the importance of being serious about the business. Some ideas or things that resonated or other thoughts that you've got about that concept.
I want to see people do volume, Dave. I want to see people do volume and build a long-term residual business that, you know, the power, what people don't understand is if you measure how much you make per minute, per hour, per day, that you invest in residual income business like this, the famous answer to the question, how much did you make in your first month at Purium? Well, I don't know because it keeps growing, you see. So the bottom line is that we have two major ways to do volume, and it's the volume that gets that residual engine cranked up faster. You could be a traditional network marketer, and we have some of those who are very good. Or you could be a non-traditional network marketer who takes advantage of some of the tools that Purium's put together that I don't think anyone ever has before. So think about this for 1 second. Everyone I know who goes to a church contributes to that church some portion of their income. They tithe, okay? Now, if you think about it, what better way to give to your church than to bestow a legacy of transformation gift cards? So what I'm talking about is you make a specific donation to the church, and you earmark that donation. You either give them the money and say, I want you to buy, you know, into the transformation program, or you gift the transformation, you know, the gift card pack to them, and you endow them with it. And the second thing is, there are 290,000 beauty salons in America, 290,000 places that are begging for an opportunity to double their business without working a single extra day, hiring a new employer, or spending any more time talking than they already are. No more effort than they're already making, and they could double their income within 1 year by promoting Purium's transformation. So there are places where there is volume just screaming and waiting for you. And those are the churches and the beauty salons of America, and no other company has given you the tools to walk right through the door and say, we have what you need to increase donations to help your members or to increase your income and help your customers, churches and beauty salons, respectively. So, David, you said it probably better than I could. I just wanted to, you know, say it again. We've done things that no other company ever has, given you opportunities to build that base volume that's so important in residual income, to build it faster than is otherwise humanly possible.
Well, you know, I was just following your lead, and I know you've been talking about churches and talking about salons, and sure enough, I was talking with this woman, and that's what she came up with as the conclusion of where her sphere of influence was. And, you know, you've got to become a great networker before you become a great network marketer. And I think sometimes people get intimidated by the concept of, I'm not a great network marketer. I don't understand this network marketing business in this industry. And the reality is, you don't need to understand it. You don't need to understand all the ins and outs of the compensation plan. What you do need to understand is that the products work for you, and the products work for Esther, and the products work for Penny, and the products work for Gyla, and the products work for anybody who's serious about taking them for 10 days, the products will work. So, you know, don't make the business more complicated than it is. Go out and share the gift card concept tied to the transformation program. Figure out what part of your list is, you know, where your biggest sphere of influence is. Supersize that list, analyze that list, and create a specific game plan for the month of March, and you will be far more successful than you would be if you're just out there trying to wing it. So, Dave, thanks so much for inviting folks to your private oasis, and I'm sure Penny and Haley are going to have a fantastic time. And, you know, if you want to join Dave, if you want a free vacation, you got to do the transformation yourself, and you got to fill out the information. So Penny had an amazing result, 21 pounds. That's fantastic. All you need to do is lose at least 5 pounds and 3 inches and fill out the information, and you qualify. So that's all you need to do. So be part of it. If you're taking the transformation, fill out your information. If you've not done the transformation yet yourself, no matter how healthy or unhealthy you are, you need to try it and experience what it's like. You know, Raven had a great testimonial. She's 24 years old. She only lost 6 pounds, but she tightened up her body and she broke food addictions that really were troubling her. So you never know what that experience is going to be. And it's very hard to promote something you haven't done yourself. So I encourage everybody on the line here tonight, get your transformation pack, get your transformation cleanse, get your result, and then from that result, good things will happen. So thanks so much for joining us. Got to meet the owners call tomorrow night. Those calls are just 1 hour earlier, so 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Dave and Amy are going to be talking about something that I'm sure will be interesting to all. They always have a fantastic rapport and good information. And then Thursday night, Dave and I will be back on the line here, same time, same number, to talk about this 10-day transformation, to talk about the record-smashing numbers we're putting up and how we're right on the front end of that hockey stick of growth, and I'm glad that you're part of it. So thanks for joining us here this evening. Congratulations again to Penny, and Dave and Amy will catch you tomorrow night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Great job,
thanks
David.
So much,
thanks
Dave.
For being
yeah,
there.
You too. Bye now.